My topic was women's rights in Canada, and this topic works with multiculturalism, and this topic also works with racism. This is because that there was, with the minorities, there was discrimination, just like the women at that time. This shows that there must be a change, because there was a big problem. The minorities, just like the women, were not being treated right, and that's going to lead to a lot of problems, but that's also going to lead to riots and protests, which were very common at that time. That is why there were made big changes. There were laws made for minorities. There was laws made to stop racism. And just like that, there were laws made for women's rights. No one knows where we would be if we didn't make those laws for women's rights and for minorities, because they play such a big role in our country today. Making these laws and making these principles was a very big deal for Canada, because this is showing that Canada is trying to make steps toward being a better country. This is shown in the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which it clearly states that everyone must be treated the same, no matter their color, their religion, their sex, their age, or mental or physical disabilities. My name is Siobhan Sharma, and that was my reflection and my connection, showing that multiculturalism was also linked to racism, which both of them were linked to women's rights. Thank you.